41 years ago, in Yerushalayim, there were 3 days of Chamsin, and a sefer which I left open is curled up. I keep it till this very day, Mamash, as a remembrance. What type of heat I went through. The thing, you can't straighten it out. It's just on the air in the house. So he was in spot when the blistering Friday night of Chamsin. So he drank, he drank water. One glass, two glasses, three glasses of water. Imagine, the malach didn't show up. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. In the middle of the night, the malach comes. You shikel that you are. You baltaiba that you are. How many glasses of water did you drink last night? You expect me to come to speak to you? You become such a baltaiba. First thing he would say to him, said, when you ate a few days ago, one of the times that you were chewing, you absolutely enjoyed the taste. You baltaiba. You expect me to return to you. Said, you were walking yesterday in the street. Not in the basement, listen, in the street. Yeah. And the whole time you're thinking Mishnayis. You're not matzik one split second. That's your minik. You don't see what's taking place when you're walking and your mahalhel b'mishnayisayach. Hundreds of thousands of malachim are surrounding you, and you're walking in the middle like the king. And all the malachim are shouting to all of the evil creatures and all the bacteria of the world, get out of the way! The king is coming! You don't see it, you don't hear it. You know what happened yesterday? In the middle, if you want to see, for a few seconds, your thoughts wandered. You know what happened? We all left you. You were left one alone. If you would have seen what happened to you, never would you have stopped your thoughts and said, what did he want from me? 4 seconds. I snug it up to you. Can you imagine what happened? I'm asking you a question. This type of musa you hear in the next world, when you come there, they're going to take every second of your life and they're going to make it. And this world is full of racham, and chesed, and the yagimel midas. You don't scold people this way here. You don't go for perfection for the person here. How come he got this reprimand? You know what? He was a perfectionist looking for the truth. He was told this by the law. Why were you chosen and not that far? He's an equal party, now Kola Tayyar Kula. If he likes money a little bit, you don't. You like one thing, Emma. You're looking for Emma, Dave is going to help you write the Shulchan Aruch. You're going to complete it in your day. And you know what else? We're going to give you Muslim in this world like it's given in Olam HaEmes. We're not going to allow you even a thought to wander. They're going to bring you to sheer perfection. You know the Tivis Hashem this is? I know I spoke tonight in a very, very high plane, but down to earth, we have a lesson to learn. The more emet a person looks, the more he'll sacrifice for him, the more he'll give away his covet, his who knows what for emet. The more the Eibishter is going to bring him to Emet, and to Emet to have love. Whoever wants out of children, what type of nachas? Beauty, glory, wealth, fame, he's the best bocher in this yeshiva. Mommy knows he's not the best bocher. In her house, he zither isn't the best bocher. But yeah, my child is called the best brother. And she's the best male in bed. Yeah, the biggest gossip are probably the best. Yeah. And you want this type of nacha? You'll have that type of nacha. And if you want nachas from children, the child is good night. Tell us about chesed. Never tell the lie, only the truth. Never correct. And stress, as I always used to say in my house, I wasn't maxed on a lot of things. one thing. Ema gives the food, and they stop here. No, I don't like that. Not in my house. Not in, no trespassing of the food. The cloud, you never trespass, you say. You have a desire, come to me or to mommy and ask. You're going to get married one day. You're going to be a terror in the house. If you're a female, the husband's going to walk out on you. If you're a male, the wife will run away from you. What's this stress? It's einanot. Feel it. It's einanot. Ask. We're not permitted even to demand. To klech, complain. That's past demanding. Whoever's looking to develop a truly successful child, what the Eivishter wants from a person in this world, they're going to be zeichet to tayat v'shmaya. Whoever wants self-improvement with themselves, to be honest with themselves, to admit to themselves, I've made mistakes in life. I want to change. And I'm looking for a way to change. That person is going to have sayata d'shmaya, a good Rebbe is going to come along, a good neighbor, a good chavel, a good this. Things are going to change for the better even at the age of 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 plus. When did Yitzchak become a gay? When did he reach his godhood here? How old do you think he was? He was the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was more than 80 years old at the time. Just imagine Yitzchak when he decided to look for the children and to sacrifice for them. David just in help. But we should take him to our heart. And emes is more important than anything else. It's the seal by sunlight shall up at his bowl. We should dive into the Eivish to give us the need of emes. We should sacrifice to him. And when we ever do a zach emes, we should feel a velvet ascension. And the Eivish should start to give us tayyata b'shmaya. We should be zeichet to emes l'amit.
Excuse me, your attention for a minute, if I could.